felt good just to get out there and get with the guys and kind of get in rhythm with the offense and kind of understand what's going on. So it felt good.
What's going on?
Just try to get out there and get all the mental reps in, and then when it comes time to, you know, go against somebody, you put all the pieces together.
Did you line up at right tackle? Or?
Yeah, mostly right today. I really don't know what's going to end up happening. It's whatever the coaches need me. Wherever they need me, I'm going
to
play.
How hard is it for a guy that's used to being so physical like you to go through these OTAs and wait a while till you actually start putting the pads on?
I mean, it's just part of the process. I mean, we try to put our hands on there and be physical sometimes, but not overdo it. There's kind of a fine line.
Were you able to do much between when you got drafted and now as far as, you know, getting in the playbook a little bit or working out with the team?
No, not really. I've been home training. It's been about it until I got here.
No playbook or anything was given to you? Nothing?
What do you think is going to be the biggest challenge, I mean, from a technique standpoint, moving from the college level to the pro level?
I just think you have to be more, I guess, refined in it. You can't, I mean, you're going against the best of the best now. You're not going against any, you know, any scrubs anymore. So, I mean, you got to be kind of, you know, perfect with what you're doing. Otherwise, you're going to get beat.
Is Jeff Stoutland,
is Jeff
Stoutland,
you get a taste of it today? You guys do any pass rush?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I felt I had a pretty good first day.
This is something you dream of being an NFL being an NFL player. Is it starting to sink in as you get out here on the practice field, you put the helmet on, start looking at playbooks and stuff?
Yeah, it feels good. You're kind of not starstruck anymore. You kind of, you know, you're in the moment now, and you kind of just take the process to the next level.
I'm going to go in another direction here. Top five picks, there's a lot of expectations. Mm-hmm. Tackles, generally, they'll start right off the bat in recent years. And do you feel that you have to come in and start day one?
I just feel I have to kind of work every day and do my best, and I think if I do that, then good things will happen. So, I mean, I really don't know what's going to happen
in
the future.
So you're not putting that kind of pressure on yourself? Or
not really. Yeah. I just do the best I can. That's all you can do.
Well, there have been a couple first-round picks that have signed contracts already. What's your stance on the contract situation, Addy?
Just whenever it happens, it happens. I'm not really rushing. I'm just trying to get to the mini camp right now.
Do you feel that you're better on one side than the other? I mean, you're kind of new to the position in general.
Well, not really. I played left and right in college, so, I mean, coming here, I mean, I feel good at right.
How much did playing all those positions in college, start up the quarterback with the tight end, with the defense, how much does that prepare you to get kind of work things quickly here?
It helps me, I think, when you play quarterback. You know where people are or where people are going, so when you move that to the line, you pick up blitzes pretty well.
Getting back to the contract thing, how important is it for you to get that thing done, and, you know, so you're able to get in here, you know, day one to learn?
I mean, that's probably the next step. I mean, get to this mini camp and then get more time to focus on that. So, I mean, it's obviously going to be an important part of the process. So, I mean, it'll come soon enough.
Well, somebody told you a few years ago that while you were playing quarterback that you'd be not only an offensive tackle but taking the top five of the NFL draft in a few years. What would you have told them?
It was a long shot. I mean, I wasn't there, nowhere close to there, I mean, back then. But you just keep on grinding, keep on working, and, I mean, good things will happen.
How long do you think it will take once you start practicing on – Monday, I guess it is, against the veterans, do you think you'll start to get an idea, you know, hey, I know I can compete with these guys?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, mini camp, a bunch of people here for tryouts, but I mean, I'm ready for Monday and just get these next 2 days over with and then get to meet some of the veterans and talk to them and learn as much as I can. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
So you don't put any pressure on yourself, but do you ever think of the fact that, you know, just in a couple of months you might be protecting Michael Vick's blindside?
I mean, I thought about it. I just kind of going with the flow right now. You can't get too far ahead of yourself, because if you do, I mean, get caught up, can't really control it.
Can you describe what day one is like out there, like being a rookie, what that's like for people that have no clue what that would be like?
It'll kind of see what kind of shape you're in. I mean, it was pretty fast-paced today, and I think that caught a lot of people off guard.
So what kind of shape are you in?
Huh?
What kind of shape are you in?
I was in decent shape. I could be in better shape, but I was in decent shape.
Wait, was it faster than you thought, or did it meet your expectations?
It was kind of faster than what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be more laid back, you know, with some tempo in there. But it was pretty much high tempo the whole time.
And the
so
offense
faster than you guys did at Oklahoma? Yeah, you guys had
a it was about right there, maybe a little bit faster. I mean, it was really close.
What'd you think of the music?
Huh?
The music at practice.
I didn't know what that sounded. Kind of sounded like the Wizard of Oz coming out. I mean, I didn't know what was happening, to be honest.
Have you had the opportunity to talk to Jason Peters? What do you expect to be able to, you know, play with and alongside?
I haven't got a chance to talk to him, but I almost went with his agent, Vincent Taylor, and he told me all about him before, I mean, my senior year, so I knew a bunch about him. But coming in, I mean, he's one of the best, he's one of the best in the league. So you coming in as a young guy, you want to learn as much as you can and kind of, you know, get under his wing and let him lead you.
And talking to Jeff Stoutland, is he told you that he, I mean, is he the type of guy where he wants a specific type of technique, or does he allow you to kind of help mold?
He's a technique guy. That's what he preaches. And if you don't do it right, then he's going to let you hear and let you know about it.
Will it be more vertical step then? I mean, will it be a strictly vertical step for a tackle in pass?
No. You mix it up. It's not all vertical.
How different is this technique?
One more for Lane.
Probably just more, I guess, demanding. I mean, he wants to see it, probably from where I've been in Oklahoma, I got away with just athletic ability, but now it's just a lot more technique involved. And I mean, that's what he did at Alabama, and it worked out well for him. Yeah.